This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sit back and enjoy.
Now we're coming back after this break with phone calls. And as you can tell, I'm rested.
We're in.
Hello?
Yes, turn radio off.
We're holding.
Turn radio off.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Go, go, go.
Hello, yeah.
Turn the radio off! Go ahead, turn it off. Good, yes, I love it!
I'm sorry, I love you, Frank. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, of course I can hear you. I just went to you.
877-789-2539.
People that are boys.
And I don't know what that is. Never seen one of those before.
There are people whose gender might be a little bit of both or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like torn demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What?
Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler. Yeah.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep them from disco. What about San Francisco?
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You damn f***er. Listen, kid. You lost the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your shit.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?!
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
Oh, yeah.
There. Let's go get that.
All right.
Did you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you bet.
Don't worry. Hello?
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. Enemy! Enemy! Enemy!
You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you, you understand me? I know what you think of me and my family, but I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that?
Whoa,
wall.
South Claw, the way he like Infowars.com.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it out of the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm going right to your phone calls. We're into hour number two on this live Tuesday, November 14th broadcast. Before I go to Mike, I want to read what he had to say. Everything popping off really is sinking in. What's next? Well, if you look at the trajectory of tyranny and oppression and war and insanity and collapsing borders and inflation, it just goes straight up. And I don't say that to be negative. I say that because people need to have an intense understanding of the severity of the situation. When I really sit back, especially when I'm fresh in the morning, had a cup of coffee, get up about 5 a.m., family's asleep, go out the back door, plunge down into a green belt behind my house, nobody's out there, do a 5-mile hike, blood's pumping through my brain, I'm fresh, and I just am just thinking about everything going on. And there's a real feeling of sadness that we've gone this far and it's gotten this bad. Here's the good news. You'll either wake up and fight this, or you'll be totally delusional and keep serving it. But either way, things are going to get so insane that most people are going to wake up finally. But then the globalists will have us off the land with kill switches in all the vehicles and all the appliances, the infrastructure totally destroyed, and then the carrying capacity of the planet will be so devastated, and crime and lawlessness will be so pervasive that a lot of countries are going to have to organize a defensive posture, and it'll be a blessing, even though it won't be good, when the globalists release the race-specific bioweapons that wipe out the third world. Because they plan to put the West in a position. You're getting the high-level info here. And I don't say that again to impress you or brag. I've analyzed the enemy operation. I eat, drink, and sleep this. It's all I do. And when I tell you this, and I'm going to your calls, when I tell you this, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Our original analysis that was not mine, that was all these former top generals and CIA people and high-level FBI and members of Congress and you name it, were saying this was going to happen 50 years ago, 40 years ago. So I didn't predict most of this. I made predictions on what's currently going on and a little bit in the future because we're so far down the rat hole here, it's not hard when you're... It's hard to make a prediction when you're Barry Goldwater 60 years ago, or you're Ron Paul 40 years ago, or you're General Benton Parton 40 years ago, or you're Ted Gunderson 40 years ago, or you're G. Edward Griffin 50, 60 years ago.
Now, it's not 10 miles away and we're looking at it through a telescope going, looks like that's what they're going to do. All right, look out. You better take it serious. And then 10 years ago, it was a quarter mile away. You could really see it clear through the binoculars. And then a couple years ago, it was down the street. It's now in our face, sitting on us. There's no doubt now, and I'm going to say this again before I go to your calls, because this is so critical, and God's really laid this on my heart. The listeners of this show, the viewers of this show, and other shows like it, some great people out there, a lot of them, you're included, out of all the false political systems, out of all the diversions and all the thousands of distractions and all the weird sideshows and boutique movements, the pro-Western, pro-God, anti-New World Order movement really are the people that have been dialed in and it emanates out of America, the best and worst. It's a paradox. We really have been right. We really are the mechanics that have proven we know how to fix the car. Or you use a nuclear reactor that's melting down, and we're proven engineers that said it was coming, said what the problem was, and we've proven we know how to deactivate and shut down reactors without meltdowns. And we're like, hey, you need to let us in here to fix this right now. I'm getting chills. We can still turn this around. It's still going to be really rough. But, man, every month that passes that we don't fully turn this around, woo, Lordy. I mean, I'm getting full-body chills right now. That's the Holy Spirit when you're right over the target. Says, that's what you're supposed to say, son. So, I am grieving. I am frustrated. I am angry. But I also am very pleased because God's real. God's been proven to be real. And the devil's real, so we know who wins in the end. So as frustrating as it is, and to see the children being hurt, and the innocents being hurt, the veterans committing suicide, and all the fentanyl deaths. I got so many friends and family lost children and others to fentanyl. I mean, it's unbelievable. Because I care about the 1,500 Israelis that were killed. But we have hundreds of thousands of veterans that have committed suicide in the last decade. Who cares about them? I care about the Israelis that were killed, but I also care about all the white people being beaten to death just because they're white every day in America, or the black babies being aborted because they're black. And so my message is this. Repent, admit we've turned to evil, seek God's face, and God will heal our land. As all the Old Testament prophets said, and I'm not a prophet, I'm quoting the prophets. We're going into full bondage if we don't turn around right now and repent. And that's really the main message at the end of the day, is get your soul right with God, because this is biblical, it's going down, and I'm not attacking mainline Protestant Christians or evangelicals, and I'm going to your calls. Mike's first. That's how I was raised. But anybody could read the Bible. And all Paul talks about is how Christians are going to be persecuted. And Revelation says, the beast wages war against the saints and overcomes them. And there's a tribulation of the Christians. Then the archangel comes when God returns and bound Satan. And then the dead in Christ are risen. There is no pre-tribulation. It isn't there. And I get Christians. That doctrine's only 160 years old. This is older than that now. It's 1830s. Got popular in the 1850s and 60s. So that 170, 180 years old. It's not there. The Orthodox Church doesn't teach it. The Catholic Church doesn't teach it because it wasn't there. And so what happens when the Antichrist shows up and the world government's set up and the cashless society's there and the mark of the beast? You're going to have all the churches saying, that's Jesus. He's returned, folks. That's not Jesus. That's the devil. So all I can say to anybody, and I'm done preaching, is you better get right with God. And I go to a whole bunch of different churches in Austin. And they got good messages, and they tell people about God. They make you feel good. And I don't think they're of the devil. But they're scared to tell the parishioners the truth. God sent his son to earth to go through what we have to go through to show us that he could do it, because that's only fair. And if God's anything, God's totally perfect and fair. You're going to go through the fire. And sometimes you're going to have spectacular victory, like some of God's prophets. But most of the time, you got to pick up the cross.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's what's going to happen. You're all going to be challenged. Alex prepared us as much as he can. Poor guy has, yeah, I mean, I talk about you in the third person here. I don't know why, but I just feel like you've just been tormented.
And well, Mike, God bless you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. Let me say something quickly about Owen. When they had the kangaroo court, the judge already found me guilty in Connecticut. They got $1.5 billion judgment, and the plaintiff's attorneys asked for $2.67 trillion. But I didn't have, you know, by then $1 million in the bank. The judge in Connecticut ordered, even though you can't do this in the law, to seize InfoWars and close it. And I had to go to federal court and file bankruptcy. Then we were under federal control. It then appoints a CRO that runs the finances, is here about a day and a half a week. And I'm not saying he's a villain. And then Owen's going to jail, and they go, well, you're not going to get paid while you're in jail. And then it's something that I've done. I have been paying since bankruptcy started a year and a half ago to be on air. I've spent all my money. I've spent all the savings, all the emergency backup. I pay to be on air. They make me pay $4 or $5 million in legal fees a year. I make $1.5 million a year. It's all published. It's all in the federal court. That's negative. Now I'm completely out of money, $2 million in the hole. And, I mean, very good chance we just shut down very soon. And then you don't have to worry about Alex or Owen or Harrison or anybody. So I asked the callers not to bring this up because that's not what this show is. The show is about topics and information. People are going to be able to believe whatever they want. Talk about whatever they want. We're here on hundreds of radio stations talking about news. People can't tune in all day long and hear about our personal issues. If people want to support us, InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't, we'll shut down very soon. It's very simple. Now, I've asked people politely, one more, and you're in charge, I'm leaving for a week. One more call does it, I'm leaving. Because it's a pointless thing to describe this. It's a pointless thing to go into it. I almost didn't come in today, and I'm not quitting. I just need to leave. In fact, I may just leave right now. Because I've got to decide when it is shut down. They just want to shut it down and then make it look like, you know, that they didn't shut it down. Because they know it made Tucker Carlson bigger when they shut him down. Okay, in all intents and purposes, InfoWars is shut down. Okay? They know the finances. They set it up that way. That's the way it is, okay? Now, the show is not about me. I spent 5 minutes last hour telling people the situation. I cannot repeat it over and over again. I could not take calls if you'd like. If that's what you'd like. One more time. I'm not going to discuss this again on this show today. If people, I understand you're not lawyers, you don't know the bankruptcy code, I understand all that, that's great. Okay? No more. In fact, maybe I should shut it down right now, because that'll make everybody happier. Kind of got that from the caller. And all the experts know how to run things better. They can do it. I'm going to try a little more here. I'm going to try. Let's go ahead and talk to Cobe in Florida. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
I'm wonderful.
All right, man. Well, God bless you, and please, 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 do not shut down, okay? We cannot afford you
no, we're
shutting
being,
down.
We're being shut down.
Right, right.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm supposed to pay the bills. I don't have the money. so they can then say it's my fault when it shuts down because they think the public's that stupid. So it's already happening. And I said, all right, I got to go to rebroadcast. I appreciate your call. That's it. Get rebroadcast ready. I'm out of here. I warned everybody.
With war escalating in the Holy Land region since October 7th, many biblical questions have arisen for Christians to consider, including the question of a third temple, which according to some Israeli scholars and religious leaders is something that will come into fruition sooner than later. On Mount Moriah, Abraham built an altar to sacrifice his son Isaac, but God provided a substitute, a ram, to be offered instead. Over 700 years later, King David purchased a wheat threshing floor in that exact same location on Mount Moriah for a temple to be built, what we now call the Temple Mount. The first temple was built by David's son, King Solomon, and destroyed by troops commanded by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar about 400 years later. The second temple was built in the same spot after the Judeans returned from captivity, almost a century later. And shortly before Christ's birth, in 37 BC, King Herod enlarged and rebuilt the temple closer to its former glory. During the Roman occupation in 70 AD, the second temple was destroyed by Titus's army, fulfilling Jesus' prophecy from the book of Matthew. Quote, "There shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Interestingly, according to Roman Jewish historian Josephus, Titus's Roman soldiers overturned every stone, seeking the gold which once adorned the temple, but had now melted in the fire of its destruction and ran down in between the building blocks as molten gold. Since then, Muslim mosques have been built on the Temple Mount, but never another Jewish temple. Today, 75 years after Neo-Israel was founded atop of Palestine, preparations are well underway to begin construction and ultimately a ritual sacrifice somewhere on the Temple Mount, either on top of a destroyed mosque or just beside a mosque. If the two religious groups can learn to share the sacred site, the instruments of the sanctuary, priests, and sacrificial red heifers are being prepared. But what does all of this temple talk mean to Jesus Christ, the Lion and Lamb of Judea? Many good-hearted Christians believe a third temple must be built before Christ's return and the emergence of an Antichrist mentioned in Revelation. However, a close study of Scripture would reveal that the sacrificial system has ended. The veil in the second temple was torn in two from top to bottom when Christ was crucified, and the need for a literal temple isn't necessary after the Messiah's work on earth was completed. Faith and belief in Jesus fulfills the atonement of sin for believers by his blood, no longer by the blood of lambs or other sacrificial animals brought to the temple. There is, in fact, a third temple, but it's a spiritual one, not a physical building, made of individuals who recognize Jesus as the Savior to all mankind, as 1 Peter 2:5 explains. You also, as living stones, are being built upon a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Ephesians 2:19-22. 2 Corinthians 6:16 also emphasizes how we as individuals can be temples of God. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will...
Please, remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale, the new sale we've got. Immune Support, Organic Green Fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Transmission. You are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're going to do a deep dive, not in my words, but in RFK Jr.'s words, on what he really stands for and who he really is.
This is treason, and we need to start treating them now as traitors.
Do I think the Koch brothers should be prosecuted for reckless endangerment? Absolutely. That's a criminal offense.
I've got major, major, major concerns about RFK Jr.
We should be proud in our state that we've gotten somebody of the quality and the timber and the character of Hillary Clinton.
No, I'm solidly for Hillary. I think Hillary is going to be a very, very good president.
Maybe he's just a chameleon, but I'm sick of chameleons.
I think vaccines should be subject to the same level of rigorous testing as other medications.
So we now have an open border here. There are people being drawn here. They're being abused.
And your treatment are 2 things that are bound to kill you. Ventilators and remdesivir.
Anecdotally, it appears that almost
Almost every one of these shooters were on SRIs or some other psychiatric drug.
And Tony Fauci knew that remdesivir would kill you.
He says that to conservative audiences, but then doesn't say that when he's on big national shows.
You can go into your car and borrow the stored electricity in your car. So we need to build a smart grid.
We always hear America's racist and evil, but then everybody from the rest of the world wants to move here. There's a larger globalist plan to discredit America because the idea of America is antithetical to the New World Order of the globalists. So I started wanting to play on air some of the mass murders and massacres and what goes on in countries outside America. There's just thousands of clips, and the crime statistics are insane.
This is one of the thousands of unregulated, unmonitored mines in the DRC. It's crawling with children, working like modern-day slaves.
I'm not out to get the Jews. I'm not out to get my neighbor. But if my neighbor wanted money out of my wallet every month, I'd probably start disliking him. I'm tired of one-way streets. Yeah, you're going to bless me with a million refugees from Gaza? You can take your Ilhan Omars, Benjamin Netanyahu, and shove them up your ass. I have rights. I exist. I'm just as valuable as a Muslim or a Jew. The Muslims, on average, are saying they're allowed to rape and murder Jews and that they're not humans and keep their women as sex slaves. And then Israel wants to ship these people here. So the Ayatollah Khomeini can also crawl up Netanyahu's ass and we'll have it for Duncan. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, November 10th, 2023, when we're posting this exclusively to the badasses that support the Mug Club. And what an incredible coup this week we've seen from the investigative unit. Steven Crowder and Gerald and the rest of the crew have underpromised, overdelivered with the major devastating evidence of them suppressing the manifesto of the trans, anti-white, SJW, Black Lives Matter, crazy person. And that whole story is insane, how they put seven cops on administrative leave, even though they weren't the source. First they tried to say it was a fake story that I'd put out, even though I was very clear that it was Steven Crowder, who's very, very thorough, one of the most accurate people out there. Huge deal. And that's what your memberships at JonesCrowder.com do. You can go sign up at Ladder with Crowder, and you'll fund the right operation. But if you sign up for the very same deal, a month free at JonesCrowder.com, even though most of your subscribers watching this obviously leaks out there, then a lot of the funds come to InfoWars so that I can stay on air and run our operations. So I want to thank all the Mug Club members, whether they sign up at JonesCrowder.com or LadderWithCrowder.com, but use promo code Alex and get a month free. And they've always got other deals going as well. So use the promo code and get whatever new deal and new special they've got. Okay, here's what I want to do. This will probably take 2 hours to go into all this, but I've done it again. We spent like 5 hours in the last 3-4 days preparing all this, and then now the crew is like, okay, Jones, keep this down to 2 hours. People cannot sit there all day and watch this, but you really need to stay with us, and you need to analyze this and share this with others, because you kind of got a mea culpa that's about to happen from yours truly. Alex Jones is not always right. Alex Jones is right about most things. But sometimes I get emotional, sometimes I get deceived, sometimes I'm wrong. And I'm not saying here that I'm completely wrong. But a lot of listeners have educated me, and some of the folks over at Mug Club have educated me, and some of the people that are top advisors of Trump have educated me. And so this needs to be done first. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a deep dive, not in my words, but in RFK Jr.'s words, on what he really stands for and who he really is. Now that he's going to run third party, and most of the polls and research show it'll pull more from Trump than from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Big Mike or Gavin Newsom or whoever they put in. And so I'm going to talk some about why I've been liking RFK Jr. and then why now doing the deep dive that There's a major problem here, and there's one of three things that have happened. So I'm going to give you my analysis, and then we're going to go clip by clip by clip by clip. And I warn you, this is like 45 minutes of clips, so I better shut up and just get to it right now. Then, We always hear America's racist and evil, but then everybody from the rest of the world wants to move here. There's a larger globalist plan to discredit America because the idea of America is antithetical to the New World Order of the globalist. So I started wanting to play on air some of the mass murders and massacres and what goes on in countries outside America. There's just thousands of clips, and the crime statistics are insane. And I thought, well, let's just give them a snapshot. But that itself is still a giant list of videos and information as well. So I'm almost tempted to just do the RFK today and next week do the Africa situation, the Africa hellscape. But you know what? We're going to do it all on this Friday edition. And if you got to watch this in two parts, that's fine. But this is the deep dive. So let's just start here. I'm quite the JFK assassination researcher, and of course got the big interview with the assassin on his deathbed via his son, who ran the murder of JFK in 1963 in Dealey Plaza. So let's just say this. I've been massively immersed in things, and I think that JFK overall was pro-America, but you know, had his own issues, and the deep state killed him. So then we see the mysterious death of JFK Jr., and then we see the murder of JFK, and we see the murder of RFK, and then we see Jr., RFK, who's good on vaccines and good on glyphosate and good on a lot of issues, cleaning up toxic waste dumps, you name it. And then, though, there's actually all the speeches and interviews he's given where he says farmers are the worst thing ever. Shut them down. They're bad for the earth. And he says, take all the guns. And he says, put people in jail that don't agree with the global warming carbon taxes. And he's got excuses for a lot of this. And I want to believe that when they killed his dad in front of him and when they killed his uncle on national TV in front of him, and the fact that he was going hard against the Democrats the last year and their whole deep state, that he would want to bring down the people that murdered his father. But at the same time, are they blackmailing him? Is he compromised? I don't know. Because when you watch one or two of these clips by themselves, you think, well, maybe he's woken up. You know, maybe he's a good guy now. But when you watch them all together, in the interest of time, we'll just play a small part of them, which is a ton. He has to come out and repudiate all of this and say he was wrong, or it means he's a Trojan horse against American populism, which, again, I think is hard to believe when they murdered his father, the Democratic Party, the CIA, right in front of him. But I would be a shill if I did not do a deep dive on this and say that he's an unknown country. Trump is bad on the shots. He's backed off some. I've had major problems with him. But we see the power structure completely coming after Trump. But almost all the scientific polls and big experts that work with Trump have explained to me that their own internal research shows the only way Trump loses with this landslide that is unfolding right now for Trump is populism.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The most important thing you can do is to get involved in the political process and get rid of all these rotten politicians that we have in Washington, D.C. Who are nothing more than corporate toadies for companies like Exxon and Southern Company, these villainous companies that consistently put their private financial interests ahead of American interests and ahead of the interests of all of humanity. This is treason, and we need to start treating them now as traitors. Their slick public relations firms and their phony think tanks in Washington, D.C., and their crooked scientists who are lying to the American people day after day after day. And we have a press that has completely let down American democracy. That's giving us Anna Nicole Smith and Paris Hilton instead of the issues that we need to understand to make rational decisions in a democracy. Like global warming. And so I'm going to tell you this, that the next time you see John Stossel or Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, these flat earthers, these corporate toadies lying to you, lying to the American public, and telling you that global warming doesn't exist, you send an email to their advertisers and tell them you're not going to buy their products anymore.
Well, I think they should be in jail. I think they should be enjoying three hots and a cot at The Hague with all the other war criminals who are there.
What about politicians, people who deny, who express skepticism?
I think they're selling out the public trust. And, you know, I think those guys who are doing the Koch brothers bidding and who are against all the evidence of the rational mind are saying that global warming doesn't exist, that they are contemptible human beings, and that, you know, I wish that there were a law you could punish them under. I don't think there's a law that you can punish those politicians under, but I think the Koch brothers should be prosecuted for reckless endangerment? Absolutely. That's a criminal offense, and they ought to be serving time for it.
Now let's just look at a short smattering. This is just a small section, a small sampling of RFK Jr. supporting Hillary Clinton for president. Here it is.
New Yorkers come from everywhere. The best people from all over the country in every walk of life gravitate towards New York. We produce the leaders that have articulated a vision for America of a community of all kinds of different people who go together because we share a value. It is against everything we stand for as a state to say that you can't participate in public life in this state because you weren't born here. We should be proud in our state that we've gotten somebody of the quality and the timber and the character of Hillary Clinton.
It's hard to say what's happening now in our country. I think, many people have this kind of atavistic urge for a leader who is kind of a man on horseback, who's decisive, who's violent, and who can point fingers at people. And that always has an attraction to a certain segment of the population. But it's scary now.
Are you solidly for Hillary, or are you more anti-Trump?
No, I'm solidly for Hillary. I think Hillary is going to be a very, very good president.
So he endorsed her in 2000. He endorsed her in 2016. Now, let's go to clip six. This is RFK tweet on AOC Green New Deal. Wants a market-based approach to Green New Deal. Wants carbon taxes and an end to subsidies. That's the WEF script. So he was clearly reading from the script before. He needs to explain why he was reading from the script and explain whether he has bowed down to Emperor Palpatine, a.k.a. Klaus Schwab. Here it is.
What about AOC's new Green Deal? What do you think about that?
I think the Green New Deal is... And all of that stuff is important, is good. We ought to be pursuing it. My approach is more market-based than kind of top-down dictates. I believe that we should use market mechanisms like carbon taxes and the elimination of subsidies. And I think that those are the things that would transition our economy.
Now, out of all these creepy clips, this is probably the creepiest. This is RFK Jr., build a national grid, new national smart grid, spy on people, and basically steal their power. And the whole new world order is about cutting off your power, surveilling it, restricting your water, restricting fertilizers. I mean, this will kill billions of people. And here he is, this is many years ago, promoting something they're just now launching. So I was not aware he was doing this. Here's the clip.
How is a broke federal government going to invest this much money to build a national grid?
Well, the grid itself is not going to cost that much. The grid itself will probably cost about $250 billion to build a smart grid that reaches most of America. And that, you know, that can do the things that we need to do, like I can send signals through the line, allow the utilities to send a signal through the line, to turn off the hot water boilers in a million homes for 15 minutes in order to avoid the peak demand that is the most expensive part of our electrical system. If you eliminated peak, you save enough natural gas in our country to power the entire U.S. Passenger car fleet. So, and we can do that just by using the grid smartly. A grid to send a signal to turn off all the electric toothbrush rechargers, to turn off your swimming pool recirculators and all of these things. You don't care if somebody turns them off for 15 minutes and you sign something. It can go into your car and borrow the stored electricity in your car, in your battery, whether you got a plug-in hybrid or a plug-in car. And so we need to build a smart grid. That costs very little.
What do you think 5G is? The driverless cars, the AI, replacing humanity, making us obsolete. So maybe he's got Stockholm Syndrome after the government killed his his father and his uncle. Now, here's another clip. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. asked point blank if he'd serve in GOP administration. This is his response. And again, he steals more votes from Trump than Biden, says MSM truthfulness is over. Would he serve in GOP administration? Here he is, his own words.
Just ask, one of my colleagues drew an analogy actually with Senator Eugene McCarthy. He says this is a stalking horse argument. Some of the, whether you think about this, basically creating an opening, LBJ dropped out and your father became the front runner. When you think about the various scenarios of how your role in this election could play out, do you think about some of those scenarios, or even whether you may create an opening for Donald Trump to win?
Well, I don't think that that's a plausible argument, because I get many more votes from President Trump or an independent votes than President Biden does. You know, look at any of the polls that put me against Donald Trump, and I beat him handily, whereas President Biden either ties or loses. I think President Biden, 75% of the people in the country do not want him to run for president, and he will get no votes from the Republican side, whereas I get votes from everybody, from independents, Republicans, and Democrats. I'm taking more traditionally conservative voters who will never vote for Trump. I mean, we will never vote for President Biden, but might otherwise vote for Donald Trump.
I've seen you talk about the coverage that you've received being unfair. I am curious about, do you feel the coverage about Donald Trump has been fair, or the other GOP candidates, since you're looking at the big picture here?
I don't. I think, listen, the days when the mainstream media was actually reporting news are over. News stories are now, virtually all of them are opinion pieces. And, both sides, but all the media, whether it's Fox News, take sides against the Democrats, and the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, and the New York Times, take the side of the DNC, and they report it as if it were news. There used to be a major distinction between the news pages and the opinion pages of these organs, and what was news and what was opinion on the television networks. Now there is no distinction. Everything is opinion based. Everything is point of view based. And Americans really, one of the reasons we have this huge division in our country is nobody trusts the mainstream media anymore. And there's good reason, because, you're not getting any kind of neutral reporting of actual fact. So I see it twisted on both sides.
I think you touch a nerve that is very similar to the one that the former president also touches. And I'm curious, I'm not trying to bait you here at all, sir, is would you serve in a GOP administration, given the number of Republicans who actively support you and support policy?
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.